After I returned from G's apartment, I knew I had work to do. I took a shower, shaved, and dressed as impeccably as possible. I wanted to communicate with an aura of control. I cried in the shower, away from Annabelle. I explained G's death to her. She knew the woman had been HIM's mistress a few years back, but little else. I drove to the palace. First, I had to inform my uncle. I wanted to join the audience when my uncle presented the news to HIM. Doubt crept in for the first time. I walked into my uncle's office, as I did each morning. I knew he would betray nothing once I told him. He didn't. He said,
"I will arrange an audience this morning with HIM.
Uncle, let me accompany you. HIM will ask questions I could answer."
"Unnecessary," said my uncle.
"Nasiri's report will have all the details,"
I replied with a watered-down sketch of the bungled surveillance. "Also, the report has nothing to say on how we should handle the aftermath with the press, the Queen, and her entourage." He looked at me suspiciously, but then assented with a please-yourself shrug. The Shah arrived around 9. At 9:30, we entered his office. He looked tired and irritable. Unbeknownst to all of us, his valet had mixed up his medicines. To keep his chronic lymphocytic leukemia a secret, the prescribed chlorambucil came in quinersil containers. When the time came to refill the prescription, the not-in-the-know valet had ordered quinersil instead. It resulted in an enlargement of the spleen, which made him irritable and, worse, put him in mortal danger.
"What's the emergency?" he asked.
"Your Majesty, General A's daughter died last night," my uncle said.
"Who?"
he asked, puzzled.
"Miss G. A., I said. I observed him.
He got it. It penetrated a layer.
"Unfortunate girl," he said. "How did she die?"
"We await the report. We suspect a drug overdose," my uncle said.